Born in 1937 in Albert Bay, Henry Speck Jr. grew up in the village of Turner Island, British Columbia, and was a hereditary chief of the Tlawitis, as his father, also named Henry Speck, had been. Over the years, he developed an art practice gravitating around the potluck and its accompanying dances, with which he was intimately familiar. He was very young when he was introduced to the wintertime red cedar bark ceremonies, an important tradition of the Kwakwaka'wakw, a Northwest Coast indigenous people. According to their beliefs, during the period of the celebrations, several supernatural creatures, spirits, come to live near the villages. The trio of masks that Speck sculpted and that he has worn during many of these ceremonies illustrates the three steps in the metamorphosis of the crow, Hamatsa, a large cannibalistic bird that came from the north and carried people off in its talons. The Hamatsa dance portrays this story and forms the basis for the most sacred Kwakwaka'wakw secret society. As Speck explains, the cannibal dance was traditionally performed at the great celebrations. It evokes the dark side of the human world and the spirit world, but also the possibility of vanquishing and subduing these forces. On display nearby are two gouaches on paper made by Speck's father. Like Speck Jr.'s works, these ones evoke stories of figures from the spirit world. A generation apart, father and son watched the world around them change from a time of significant cultural erasure and decline to one marked by a cultural renaissance and hope for reconciliation. As artists and respected members of the Kwakwaka'wakw community, they use their art, each in his own way, to create powerful works that speak of their personal experience.